Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm very happy you're joining us for our lesson today. It's about a superhero. Well, kind of. Who is your favorite superhero anyway? Do you like Superman or Batman? What about Spider-Man? Have you seen all of the different Spider-Man movies? And there have been several Spider-Man actors, right? The name of our lesson today is The Amazing Tom Holland. Yes, The Amazing Tom Holland. Here's a question for you. We know that Tom Holland is the current Spider-Man, but what is Tom Holland's first love? He's a good actor, but what is Tom Holland's first love? I think you're going to find the answer to that question very soon. And I know your first love is learning English, right? Right. Okay, open your magazine and let's begin.
The Amazing Tom Holland, the next actor to step into Spidey spandex. Captain America Civil War marked the arrival of the third Spider-Man, but only the first Spider-Teen. Reviews were good for Tom Holland's truly adolescent take on the superhero. But how did he come to wear the suit? A start on the stage. It turns out that dance is Tom Holland's first love. He studied the subject and performed on the street. It was at a dance festival that he was noticed by a choreographer and was invited to try out for Billy Elliot the Musical.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 adolescent 这个形容词。adolescent 意思是指青少年的或者是青春期的。注意它的重音是在 LE 这个音节念成 adolescent。例如 drug abuse is a serious adolescent problem。滥用药物是一个非常严重的青少年的问题。adolescent 也可以当名词，意思就是指青少年。例如 Sean used to be a lost adolescent, but now he's an outstanding doctor. Sean 以前是一个迷失的青少年，但是他现在是一个杰出的医生。如果把字尾的 T 改成 CE, adolescence 也是一个名词，意思是指青春期。例如 Billy had a rough adolescence. Billy 曾经经历了坎坷的青春期。接下来我们看的是 choreographer 这个名词， C-H-O-R 这个字根有歌舞的意思，G-R-A-P-H 这个字根有写的意思，所以 choreographer 就是指编舞者或者是编舞家。例如 Janet is not only a dancer but also a professional choreographer. Janet 不仅是一位舞者，也是一位专业的编舞家。它的相关名词是 choreography， 就是字尾的 E-R 变成 Y， 意思是舞蹈设计或编排，它是一个不可数名词。例如 The choreography of this MV is designed by the singer herself. 这支 MV 的编舞是这位歌手自己设计的。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, Rebecca.
Yes?
Here's the question I have for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
What is your favorite Spider-Man movie? Go.
Whoa. The first one?
The first, did you see the first one?
Oh, I saw the first one.
Yeah, did you see any afterward?
Well, I think I saw the second one. So, it has to be the first one.
You're talking about the first one with Tobey Maguire as the actor.
Well, yeah, of course.
Right.
Is that what you were thinking about?
It could be what I'm thinking about, because Spider-Man has been played by several different actors over the years. Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, now Tom Holland is the current Spider-Man.
I would say my favorite Spider-Man movie is number one, the first one, Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a pretty well done Spider-Man. Everyone has different opinions about what makes a good Spider-Man movie, though, right? Well, we are learning today about this actor, the amazing Tom Holland, which is kind of a fun title for our lesson because some Spider-Man movies are called The Amazing Spider-Man, right? And here he is, dressed in his Spidey spandex.
The
Which is a stretchy material, right?
Oh, it is.
Very, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So the next actor to step into Spidey's spandex, as you already know, is the amazing Tom Holland. Captain America, Civil War marked the arrival of the third Spider-Man, but only the first Spider-Teen. So he's still a young actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's still a teenager. And I guess he's the first teenager to be Spider-Man.
Right, because they used to cast, or Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, they were a little bit older when they started playing Spider-Man. So this very young actor is very talented. We continue here. Reviews were good for Tom Holland's truly adolescent take on the superhero, but how did he come to wear the suit? That's the intro to our lesson, okay? People love watching Tom Holland as Spider-Man, but how did he come to be this character? And what does this word take mean in our lesson? This is an interpretation or the way that somebody understands something.
For example, you could say, let's say there's a situation and you're not really totally understanding what's going on. You could ask someone, so what is your take on the situation? Or you could also say, Gregory had an interesting take on the book White Christmas.
Hmm. Interesting. Once in a while you read a book, right? And I'll ask you what your take is on that book.
Right.
Maybe one person has one opinion, somebody else has another opinion. There are different takes on the same book. What is your take on these Spider-Man movies? Do you like Tom Holland as Spider-Man?
Great question. So anyway, there's something else in this sentence we'd like to talk about. But how did he come to wear the suit? And that is a good question. And what about those words to come to?
Yeah.
Typically, I think of come, I think of, you know, coming, you know, someone coming to see me.
Right, exactly. But put together, when you come to do something, this means you're finally reaching a position in which something happens to you or in which you do something.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you use this phrase when you're describing a process, maybe in a person's life. They have come to be or come to do something.
I know a lot of people have asked me over the years, so Rebecca, how have you come to work at Studio Classroom here in Taiwan? Or you could say, how did you come to get that job?
And how did Tom Holland come to wear the Spidey spandex, the Spider-Man outfit? Well, that's what we're going to discuss. We read here, a start on the stage. So it turns out that dance is Tom Holland's first love. A first love. Well, here in our lesson, a first love is someone's most passionate interest.
So you could say music is Andrew's first love. Reading is Katie's first love. And dance is definitely one of my first loves as well.
And Tom Holland loves dancing.
Mm-hmm.
He studied the subject and performed on the street. It was at a dance festival that he was noticed by a choreographer and was invited to try out for Billy Elliot, the musical. So we do have more to learn about Tom Holland and this process that he has in his life. But right now it's time for us to go to the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Thanks for being with us on InfoCloud today. I'm Ken, and this is Pauline.
Friends, you've heard the euphemism to be under the weather, right? It means to be a little sick. But Ken, why do we say under the weather when we just mean sick?
Well, in English, we often find creative ways to avoid directly referring to something unpleasant or negative. Euphemisms are words or phrases that replace blunt words about unpleasant realities.
So, for example, saying I am sick is direct and clear, but it also sounds a bit alarming. So unless I'm really sick, I'd probably say I'm feeling under the weather or I'm not feeling too hot. These are mild ways of expressing that I'm feeling sick without actually saying it.
Right. I'm not feeling too hot. Now, I'm not talking about having a temperature, but it's just another good euphemism for feeling a little sick. What other euphemisms are there, Pauline?
Well, death is another unpleasant subject to talk about, so we have lots of euphemisms for that. For example, instead of saying, she died, we might say, she passed away.
Right. Passed on or passed away are very common euphemisms for death.
Another one from my Christian cultural tradition is went to be with the Lord. I might say, my grandpa went to be with the Lord last year.
Some people might just use intentionally vague language, such as, he is no longer with us, or he has departed, to avoid saying the D word.
Right. Now, we should note that not all euphemisms are solemn or especially polite. Some euphemisms are meant to create humor around difficult subjects.
For example, in a story, you might read that someone kicked the bucket or bit the dust, and that means they died. But it's said in a humorous, lighthearted manner.
Yeah, you wouldn't ever use those phrases in serious moments of sadness. But those euphemisms can tell stories in a way that remain lighthearted and doesn't get too serious or sad.
我们知道死亡就是die, 中国人不喜欢讲死这个字, 外国人有时候也会刻意避免使用这个字, 取而代之的是pass away或pass on, 这是所谓的euphemism, 也就是委婉的说法, 就像中文讲过世或说某人走了, 这都是euphemism。 除了euphemism, 也有很多表示死亡的俚语, 这些俚语呢, 往往就太轻浮, 当然也就不适合用在庄严的场合, 像kick the bucket, 踢水桶, 或是bite the dust, 咬尘土, 都等于中文的翘辫子, 阵亡挂了。这就是今天的Info Cloud, 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Who do you think would make a good Spider-Man? Well, someone who is very good at moving around, right? Perhaps a good dancer would make a good Spider-Man. We're learning about the current actor who plays Spider-Man. His name is Tom Holland, and we found out that actually dance is his first love. He loves to dance. Well, let's learn more about Tom Holland now.
The Amazing Tom Holland. After 8 auditions and 2 years of training, Tom joined London's West End production at age 12, rotating in the lead role for almost 2 years. A first in film. After leaving Billy Elliot, Tom got an agent, but was uncertain of his next step. Within 2 months, he was cast in a film about the 2004 tsunami called The Impossible, barely allowing him to catch his breath. Though demanding, filming tidal waves and family separation provided a realization. That's what I wanted to do. To make movies and entertain people.
Okay, 继续我们看 tidal wave 这个名词, tidal 是指潮汐的, 所以 tidal wave 本来是指潮汐造成的海浪, 例如 the steep side of the cliff was gradually shaped by the tidal waves, 这个悬崖陡峭的一面是由潮汐的海浪渐渐形成的。 Tidal wave也指感情或事件发生或出现的高潮。 例如课文中的filming tidal waves是指拍摄电影的海啸期, 也就是拍摄的高潮期。 或者是the revelation of the president's misconduct triggered a tidal wave of complaints, 总统滥用职权的丑闻被揭发后，激发了民众抗议的浪潮。最后我们看的是 realization 这个名词。 realization 在这里是指明白或意识到。例如 Alex finally came to the realization that what he had done to others was cruel. Alex 终于了解他对别人所做的一切有多么的残忍，或者是 A sudden realization dawned on me that I had left my purse in the taxi. 我忽然意识到我把皮包留在计程车上了。他的动词是 realize, R-E-A-L-I-C-E. 例如 The anchor didn't realize that the mic was off until he started talking. 这位主播一直到他开始讲话才发现他的麦克风没有开。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, so the amazing Tom Holland, we know that his first love is dance. So we're going to continue learning about that right now. We read, after 8 auditions and 2 years of training, Tom joined London's West End production at age 12, rotating in the lead role for almost 2 years.So he went from dance to acting in the West End at the young age of 12.
That's actually quite young to be rotating in the lead role, but it sounds like it was probably a really good experience. So this next section is called A First in Film. After leaving Bill Elliott, Tom got an agent, but was uncertain of his next step.Of course, there's something in this sentence that we would like to talk about, and you see it right here.
Right, your next step. Okay, that is your next decision in a process. Sometimes we talk about someone's next step in life or the next step in a process.
For example, let's say that you've just graduated from college. Someone might say, so what's your next step? And let's take Jeff, for example.He also just graduated from college, and uncertain of his next step, he decided to take a year off and travel around the world. If only we could all do that.
Hey, that's a great thing to do. If you're not sure of your next step in life, just take some time off and travel. Of course, that takes time and a little bit of money as well and some planning, but maybe that's in the cards for you.So Tom Holland was uncertain of his next step. He got an agent here. We read on, within 2 months, he was cast in a film about the 2004 tsunami called The Impossible, barely allowing him to catch his breath. Now, Rebecca, I don't know if you've seen The Impossible, but it's based on a true story, and it's quite a moving story, actually.
I have not yet seen the movie The Impossible, but it is definitely one of the moviesI would like to see sometime in the very near future, actually.
Yeah, you know, Ewan McGregor, the actor, plays Tom Holland's father in this movie, and he's kind of it's a very fun character to watch. He's a very emotional father at some points of the movie. But anyway, The Impossible is a great movie, but let's talk about something else in this phrase here, in this sentence, to catch one's breath. Okay, so Tom Holland...barely had time to catch his breath. When you catch your breath, that means you rest for a moment after doing something physical or something that takes energy.
For example, let's say that you just went for a run. Hold on one moment. I need to catch my breath. Or if you're the one who went for a run, I might tell you, hold on, I think you need to catch your breath.
Yeah, Rebecca, I'm really glad that we're teaching English here together.
Right.
Because if it was just me talking nonstop, I would have no time to rest and catch my breath.
Right, you wouldn't, because you would have to talk the entire time nonstop just like this, and then it would get really, really boring, and I think I need to catch my breath.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Let's catch our breath.
Yes.
Okay.So we continue here learning about Tom Holland. He barely had time to catch his breath. And what's going to happen next? Though demanding, filming tidal waves and family separation provided a realization. So this means that Tom Holland realized something. What did he realize?
Well, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to make movies and entertain people.And actually, if I'm not mistaken, Gabe, I think you would enjoy a similar role.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't like the experience of being in a movie at some time in their life? Well, this is his career now. We have more to learn about Tom Holland next time. But for right now, it's time for the SC Challenge.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Today we have a special guest. Today we have Jack.
Hello,
Hi,
everyone.
Jack.
Hello.
So, Jack, how are you feeling about the SE Challenge?
Well, I'm ready to be challenged.
Great. He's ready to be challenged, and I hope you're ready to be challenged, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today the lesson is all about the amazing Tom Holland. Do you know who Tom Holland is?
Not really.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Bye, everyone. Just kidding.
Well, today's lesson is about the amazing Tom Holland. And as you already know, Tom Holland is an actor.
Hmm.
Okay, well, I have a few questions from today's lesson.
Okay.
The first one is, what is Tom Holland's first love? A, books. B, music. C, dance. Or D, food?
I would say D, food.
D, food. Is that your final answer?
Maybe.
Is that a maybe as in yes?
Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Jack, but that is not correct. Tom Holland's first love is dance. Did you know that, friends? I bet you did. Okay, next question. What did Tom join? A, West End Production. B, East End Production. C, North End Production. Or D, South End Production.
Could that be A?
West End Production?
Mm-hmm.
You are correct.
No way.
Yes way. You are correct. Good job.
All right.
Next question.
Okay.
What tsunami movie was Tom Holland cast in?
Okay.
A, Watch Out.
Hmm.
B, The Journey to the Center of the Earth. C, The Impossible. Or D, The Tsunami.
D, The Tsunami.
Yes, yes. Is that your answer?
Yes.
Is that the final answer?
Yes.
That's great. But it's wrong.
Would it be C?
That is correct.
Uh-huh.
The correct answer is The Impossible. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us. Hey, have you seen the movie The Impossible?
I think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, now you know that Tom Holland was cast in that movie.
Oh, that's him.
That's him.
All right.
Great.
Good to know.
Okay. Well, thank you, friends. We'll see you next time for the SE Challenge. So, Gabe, if you could be in any type of movie, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Any type would be fun, but I would probably go for a drama.
A drama?
Yeah. For a long time, it's kind of been a dream to act in a movie with Tom Hanks. And he's usually in some kind of drama.
Ah, excellent answer, Gabe. Well, maybe that will happen sometime.
Yeah, it would be fun to just kind of make movies and entertain people just like Tom Holland.
Exactly. Well, friends, we have more to learn about Holland, Tom Holland, right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you next time.